about a dozen different experiments and a dozen different instruments on Mars Science Lab that are going to answer a whole bunch of questions that have not been answered before.
In 2007 and 8 at NASA headquarters, Dr. Joel Levine was the Mars Scout Program Scientist. Right now on Mars, he says, instruments are already looking for evidence.
The possible detection of organic compounds in the soil of Mars, there is an instrument that will look for the presence of organic material.
Another instrument will be sniffing around for the presence of CH4, methane, in the atmosphere of Mars.
There have been some ground-based measurements reported about the presence of methane in the atmosphere of Mars, and methane is a very important gas because on Earth about 98% or 99% of the methane in the atmosphere is produced by living systems.
Life on Mars? Dr. Levine, an atmospheric and planetary scientist, served on a committee that selected the instruments that would be carried to Mars to find out.
If, in fact, there is methane on Mars, there's a very good chance that the source of the methane on Mars is the same source of methane in the Earth's atmosphere. That's biological activity, and that will be a major, major discovery.
Earth and Mars, he noted, both formed about 4.6 billion years ago, but due to plate tectonics and continental drift, the oldest rock found on our planet is only about 3.8 billion years old.
On Mars, we don't have plate tectonics, so that record is in the rocks on Mars because Mars' surface has not been recycled. We're going to learn about the geology and the history and the atmosphere of Mars and better understand how the Earth formed and how the Earth evolved.
But wait, there's more. Levine is the chief investigator of NASA's proposed Mars airplane mission.
Ares, A-R-E-S. The airplane will fly about a mile above the surface of Mars and cover thousands of miles and make unique measurements of the Mars surface and the Mars atmosphere.
Dr. Levine is certain humans will land on Mars, perhaps within the next 20 years. They must, he said.
Humans can do things that a very sophisticated robotic mission like Mars Science Laboratory cannot do. And the search for life and the detection of life on Mars to be done with unambiguous results will probably need to be done by humans on the surface of Mars.
A vibrant space program, he said, will excite young people, catch their imagination, and hopefully interest them in pursuing math, science, and engineering. Funding NASA, he added, is money well invested.
When we send humans to Mars, we're not leaving the money, the funds on the surface of Mars. We're spending the money in Richmond, Virginia, in Hampton, Virginia, in Los Angeles. We are supporting the development of hardware, spacecraft, launch vehicles. We are developing new technologies, new hardware, new software.
John Ogle, WCVE News.